right, the Bucks and the Knicks getting set to tee it up here in short order. Third of three meetings these teams will play this regular season. And right now we are happy to be joined by Associate Head Coach Darvin Ham, whose outfit is fresh off of a five-game, 10-day road trip. And let me start there. You come off of a trip like that as a player or as a coach. How nice is it to be back that first game?
It's extremely pleasant. I mean, you get out there on the road and the cities we go, you know, we went to San Francisco, L.A., Sacramento, Phoenix, Denver. You know, and this time of the year, you know, you appreciate the good weather, but at the end of the day, probably about the halfway point, coming out of Sacramento, you're like, damn, this is starting to wear on us. So being able to get through that, we didn't do as well as we'd like. A couple games got away from us, but having said that, you know, we have 10 left, and we just got to continue again. Through all the difficult circumstances, the guys being out, particularly Dame, Brooke, Jericho, all those guys, like Giannis last game, just continue to try to build out our style of play as we continue to get ready for the postseason.
How tricky is it to really define your style of play when you don't have the horses that you're normally going to be leaning on? I mean, if for all intents and purposes, it was a hell of an effort the other night in Denver from a bunch of guys that may not see that kind of level of time come playoff time, assuming you get guys back. But how much of a trick is this?
I mean, it's difficult. You know, most of everything that we do is built around Giannis and Dame, especially particularly on both sides of the floor. And so our system defense, you know, it's an all-inclusive type of defense, and Coach Buckner has done a great job implementing that. Our guys are picking it up, and, you know, it's just different nuances that we just try to get better and better at every day. And offensively, again, you know, it's really difficult without Giannis and Dame. But at the end of the day, if you play with pace and you have proper spacing and you move the ball and you try to love and live in the paint, you know, you're going to get good shots. And so in that regard, Doc has really been doing a good job hammering down, like, and emphasizing our execution. You know, just getting to the right spots, getting there quickly, moving the ball, setting screens, and having continuous ball and body movement.
To me, one of the great undersold stories in the league this year is a guy who has been a linchpin for you guys, who's about to turn 37 years old. It's amazing what Brook Lopez has been able to do this last stretch. And look, three consecutive 20-point games. The statistic is he's got his fourth season with 125 three-pointers and 125 blocks. No one else has done it more than twice in the history of the game. People don't talk about this guy, in my opinion, enough, given what he's doing. Does it sometimes amaze you even what he's doing at this age?
I mean, I've been around some very skilled bigs, man, both as a player and a coach, Hall of Fame bigs, for that matter. Not at all. You know, having been around them the 4 years I was here, obviously we won a championship together under Coach Bud. Just funny, walking in, they had the graphic on our little TV screen in the back where he's averaging 23 points over the last three games, and he's the quintessential pro. He's a Swiss Army knife. People tend to forget he was an all-star once upon a time in his career. He has all-star talent. He can score at all three levels. And he's that guy that can play his role when Dame and Giannis are out there and also step it up and lead us at times when one or if not both of those guys are not in the lineup. So he's just been a joy. His silent leadership, his consistency, takes great care of himself, sets a great example for our younger players on how to have longevity, but not just have longevity, but to continuously play at an elite level. We love him. He's our solid rock.
Well, lastly, it's a bit of a tricky matchup for him tonight in this matchup against the Knicks team that brings a lot of wing-type Swiss Army knife players themselves into this matchup, and only one true big with Karl-Anthony Towns. I know he's giving you guys trouble. It's a tricky one to try to really figure out how you approach it because, again, we don't have the guys that you're going to otherwise, but you do have some new pieces that I got to think could help in a matchup like this one, although a couple of them are not available tonight.
Right. Definitely. You know, when all parts are whole, I think it would be a phenomenal matchup. But as for tonight, you know, I know they're missing their head of the snake and Jalen Brunson, but make no mistake about it, any Coach Tibbs team, you can't come out just because they're missing their star player or any other key guys out of the lineup. I mean, they play hard. You know, they're going to make you earn everything you get, regardless of who they put out there on the floor. So we got to come with a mindset to be competitive, to give multiple efforts, and also have a next play mentality.
All right, that voice belongs to one Darvin Ham. It is the one voice in that locker room that makes me feel like a soprano. Darvin, we appreciate your time. I never appreciate that part of it, but thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
All right, Coach Ham joining us. We'll come back in a moment. We're going to put the ball in the air shortly. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.